Oops, oops, oops. I'm gonna go back to the. Well, I started. Oh, let me go back to my. All right. So, Chris, do you want to start recording us?
Yeah, we actually have Lynn running the meeting today. Lynn, are we about to
record? Oh, Lynn. Okay. Oops, I forgot my meeting.
I have started the recording.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I forgot to get my. I forgot my meeting script. Okay, welcome to the October 15th, 2020 meeting of the Sustainability Advisory Board. It is 6:08. And thank you for everybody. Let's go around and introduce ourselves for the recording. I'm Cindy Ellison, co-chair. We can't really go around in circles. Let's go. How about, because everybody has a different order, I think, in this, right? Yeah.
So, Cindy, why don't you just call on the next person that you see?
Okay, I see Chris.
Chris Myers, staff liaison to the SAB.
Kim.
Kim Bria, SAB member.
Terrence.
Terrence Shoemaker, co-chair of SAB.
And Karen.
Karen Haig, SAB panelist.
Yep, board member. Yep. Terry Cummings.
Terry Cummings, council liaison.
And Victoria.
Victoria Meyer, SAB member.
Andra.
Not here.
Andra is muted. But she's.
She's not here.
Oh, I have her.
I am here, but I'm having a hard connection today. Sorry, guys. SAB board.
Okay, great. And Greg, how are you doing? Are you there?
I am here. So Greg Smith, SAB member.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
All right. Do we, I guess we don't have any public comment at this point. So we will do quick check-ins. I kind of already did mine. So do we want to go?
Cindy?
Yeah.
Point of order. Should we approve the minutes first?
Oh, do we have a, oh, okay. I was looking at the.
On the agenda.
Yeah, I was looking at the script here. Okay. Let me go here. All right. Did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, you're right. So does anybody have any corrections, changes, update, or not updates, but I guess everybody, you know, mutual consent to the minutes, I guess.
We accept the minutes as they stand.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Now we've got public comments and now we have check-ins. Okay. Who wants to go first?
You name them, Cindy.
You name them. Okay. Well, and I'll go this way. Kim, how are you? We want to do a quick check-in?
Yeah. A quick check-in is I sent something today last minute that I was excited about, a water project, and not water, but like water and energy project that just happened in Hillsborough. So when you guys get a chance to see that. Yeah. I mean, we're aware of those things, but I was really excited. That's a partnership between the city of Hillsborough and Oregon Energy Trust. And it also connected with the water infrastructure. So when we have opportunities like that, especially where you can generate clean energy from, water, you know, anyway, I got excited at the same time. The connection between the water and the clean energy. And, you know, like, for instance, if that's something that could work out at our new stadium expansion at the high school, those are really exciting partnerships where you can get outside funding and meet our council goals or our sustainability goals. So that was encouraging. And when you get a chance, that's my check-in for the day.
Yeah, great. Everybody got that email? Hey.
Yes.
Can see Greg now. Great. Okay, everybody moved. Let's go to Chris. Check in.
There we go. I have a couple of items for us this evening. I also sent an email shortly after Kim sent hers. It was forwarded to me earlier today. It was the name the PGE solar facility email. I'm not sure if everyone saw that. I watched the little YouTube video on there. So I thought it was interesting, and it's good to see Westland supporting like that. You might want to check it out. I don't know all the details. I just learned about it today. So thought that was worth sending to you guys and checking out. Mm-hmm. Second one I have is coming up soon. We have year-end reports for all citizen advisory groups. Ooh. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe, Terry, you guys have done this one not on your own, but you guys have handled it in the past. Is that correct?
Yeah. Right, okay. We did it last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's coming up, I believe, due usually around mid-December. So we probably only have November's meeting until we have to turn that in. So maybe we touch base on it sometime in the next couple of weeks and have something ready for the next meeting. I don't know, your call, but just a reminder.
Okay, good.
Yeah, wow. Thanks.
And then just tying a bow around one thing, Council on, I can't believe I got my dates wrong here. Council passed the resolution for shifting the membership and the responsibility, not responsibilities. Councilor Cummings, do you want to help me with this? I am tripping over my words. Changing the way we're doing council votes, on our, for the SAB. Goodness, I should have just pulled that up and read it.
You know, we did that for the CCI.
Oh, was that CCI? I'm sorry, I'm mixing my
CCI, because CCI my committee. Was kind of a different configuration. Yeah.
You're right. I have three committee meetings this this month. I'm covering for someone plus council and planning commission. I'm all over the place. You're right. I apologize. So disregard the last 1.5 minutes of me talking, and can go.
Okay. How about Karen?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have replaced all my plastic bags with silicone ones.
Yay!
That's kind of all I've got at the moment.
that's great. I'm sure you do many other things for sustainability in your life, but.
We've been doing composting in the backyard for a while, just a very small pile. I have replaced all of, as they've worn out, I've replaced all my plastic containers with glass containers. We don't use paper towels anymore. My husband has, you know, water saving shower heads, et cetera, et cetera. So we're trying. It's all a little tiny bit.
Great. Okay, how about Andra? How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm doing great. I'm sorry I'm not on video. I'm having a hard time connecting today. But everything's great. So we could go to White Oak Savannah to teach about the native savanna landscape that was here a long time ago, and they're trying to rebuild it. Wonderful place.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Who were you teaching?
Just a bunch of neighborhood kids that are homeschooling, so bringing them up there to learn about the native environment, and it's just really exciting about how you can eat the oaks and how it's an important food.
Yep.
Not eat the oaks, eat the
acorns. Yep.
Acorns. Right. Sorry. And how it was a power bar. We met the lady who actually established.
I'm trying to remember her name.
Roberta Schwartz.
Yeah.
Roberta Schwartz.
Yes. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Neat. She was telling us how she mortgaged her house to finish paying for the White Oak Savannah Park.
Oh, wow. That's dedication. Okay. Councillor Cummings.
Hi. My auntie keeps asking me if we should take down the clothesline every time it rains, and I say no. So last week I washed the clothes and got them out first thing in the morning, and I have to admit, not all of them dried, but I'm kind of a diehard. I love line dried clothes. So I know that there's still a couple more sunny days left, so we'll see.
Okay, Victoria?
That's just really sweet. I love the smell of clothes that have been on the line. I spaded for days. I had a big holly tree, and I had the holly tree taken out a year ago. And then about 3 weeks ago, I spaded and spaded and spaded the clay that you know is our soil here, and worked a bunch of stuff in and planted about 60 square feet of more natives.
Yay. Are you in the Backyard Habitat Program?
Yep.
Yeah, you are, because I think I did. I visit you? Yeah, I did. I thought I did, yeah.
So, yeah. So great. Now more beautiful. Just really am happy.
Neat. This is the time to do it. November through March is the time to plant.
Yeah.
How about you, Greg?
I think the only thing I've noticed is that Peter Hayes and I submitted an op-ed to the media, to the Pamplin Media Group back in August about carbon sequestration and the importance of devoting more attention to that in the governor's executive order with regard to climate change. And it's been making the rounds around the different communities and was actually in the tidings last week.
It was.
Cool. And how about Terry, the other Terry? Oh, you're on mute. You're on mute.
Good job.
There you go.
How did I get on mute? Somebody muted me? I know, yeah. You can hear me talk.
I know.
Okay. That holly tree Victoria talked about, I hauled it away. And also,
nice.
Sports, I've been cutting and hauling wood from cottonwood trees that fell down on Tandler Drive there. So that's my contribution to humanity.
Great. Great. Okay. All right, let's go back to I don't have it in front of me.
Terrence, would you take your oh, I'm sorry.
Can I just ask that I think that it's Cynthia that's doing something on her desk and is causing a lot of feedback. So if we can keep ourselves quiet when we're talking, then it will have a better we'll have a better recording.
I see. Oh shoot, because I'm all right. So anyway, what I was gonna ask Terry was I'm not making noise on my desktop, if he had the action items in front of him that we could go, the past action items that we could go over.
I do.
Okay.
I can read them off.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Chris, continue work on right-of-way park and open space overlay map. It's pending.
Yeah, it's still sitting in the same position it was.
Okay, fine. Moving on.
Yeah.
Work session with city council probably be pending for a while. Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah. In fact, you know, we do have an election coming up, and there'll be at least two new members on the council. So
okay.
Might wait till spring.
I'll just leave that on pending. Mayor Axelrod contact Amoresco about city energy audit. Should we strike that from this or leave it pending and just say Amoresco about city energy audit? Or what do you think? It's been pending since last year.
What do you think, Greg? You're more familiar with that. Oh, you're on mute.
I guess my sense is it will depend to some extent on what happens with the proposal to hire a sustainability coordinator.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. Okay.
It's kind of in our goal, so maybe we could strike it. I don't know.
To keep it on our mind, should I just leave it and just strike Mayor Axelrod will contact? Just contact Amoresco.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, next one. Leaders in sustainability, Cindy and Victoria, that's pretty much on hold. It's pending and it probably will remain pending for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. The next one is Chris Call, Library Director, about feasibility of solar with new roof. That's pending.
Yeah, and actually, Jerry, our new city manager, reached out to Doug, the library director. So I know they had had some sort of off or some sort of conversation, but I have not been brought into that yet. So I'll follow up with Jerry and see what came of it.
So still pending. Okay. Victoria, report on New Rosemont Neighborhood Association Community Garden. When feasible? Still pending?
Some progress on that. They are waiting through the COVID to finish, but they're starting organization and invited me to their association meeting, which I think is November 5th. So continue with. I saw.
Okay, excuse the delay, folks, but as I'm taking notes, I have to go mute myself so I don't make noise. So, okay, Chris and Terry, continue information gathering for SAB portion of city website. That's obviously pending, and probably one thing we need to talk a few minutes about today as part of our next year's goals.
Okay? Right, right.
The next one. Chris, to get information on the sustainability equipment at Robin Wood Station, pending right now.
Yeah, and there's some sustainable lighting equipment, but beyond that, it looks pretty standard to me. That's about all I know right now.
Should we keep it on the action item?
We could. I don't know how much impact we can have.
Right.
You know, the project is moving forward. However, I don't know how much of the equipment or any of it has been purchased yet. So I guess we could still try to move forward and see what's available, what can be done.
Okay.
So should I leave that pending, or should I put it something else, like done? I don't know if it's done, not done.
I'd say leave it pending.
Okay, so be it. The next one's somewhat related. Chris, to get information on LED lighting for city buildings.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Jeremiah a few weeks back. apparently it's really, really expensive. That was his initial response, was he wants to move forward with some LED lighting. He is scheduled and budgeted to move forward with City Hall LED lighting swap out. He was going to send me the what he's going to purchase, but I haven't seen that yet. So he knows we're interested, and he knows that we're looking for him to share some information with us and have a so we can discuss it and take a look at it and whatnot. I can't remember off the top of my head the money he had quoted me, but it was a lot more expensive than I thought it was. Apparently we have a lot of lights here in City Hall. Mm. And when I look above me and see how many light bulbs it takes, yeah, I can see why it would be pretty expensive. So he does know, and he is gonna share, and I'll keep it pending and I'll keep sharing when I get more.
Was there an opportunity for rebates and such from the Energy Trust?
That's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I know he looks to find, you know, deals and bargains and
okay.
and stuff, because he works with a limited budget as well. So
right.
I know that's something he tries to do. I'll also say, I think a lot of the projects that he in particular has wanted to do have been somewhat set aside because of all of the equipment revamping we've done for COVID, whether it's plexiglass and soap dispensers and hand sanitizer. A lot of his time has been putting in things to all of our facilities so we can still function as best as possible. So I know a lot of his time has been taken doing that. And also, you know, it does take dollars to do some of that stuff too. Some of it we'll get reimbursed for, but some of it we may not. So I just
have you ever heard Have you ever heard what happened to the $4,000 that had been allocated for kind of sustainability initiatives in a handful of buildings?
Right.
Yeah. The gist I've received on that is simply, yeah, we don't know. But it didn't show as a particular line item apparently. So it's
really
just somewhere in the budget. And, you know, I didn't follow up with finance about that. That was just from the Jeremiah and Ken in the Parks Department. So I don't really know what to say about that. I suppose we could continue to ask and research, or maybe ask finance. Not a great time of year to ask finance to do much, as they're starting a 2-year budget cycle. So they probably won't take me too seriously right now. I want to let them get into their budget cycle, but yeah.
Can I ask a question? I know the goal is to do the whole thing at some point, but is there a way to do, you know, room by room? Like, could we just get budget for this room and then do that room and, you know, move through the process? Or does it have to be an all or nothing type of thing?
No, but what Jeremiah explained was when you're purchasing such large quantities, you do get, you know, discounts at every 24, 48, or 72 purchased. And so if he buys the lot at one time, it is significantly in the thousands of dollars cheaper. So it's, you know, it's better to buy as much as you can at once and just have it done. I think also there's the fact that if you're going to do it, you can schedule to do the whole building and just versus coming back in.
Understood.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's a legit, Karen, I think it's a legitimate question. I think, you know, Jeremiah is kind of a one-man band around the city, and I think he looks to be as efficient with his time as possible. So if he's going to do it, I think he just wants to go ahead and take a weekend and go through the whole place. One of the challenges, though, that I just remembered he mentioned is, you know, the ballast that runs these lights is not necessarily the same one. So those would also theoretically need to be replaced, and that really bumps up the cost quite a bit. So it's not as simple as just buying a bunch of bulbs. He actually has to get in and change the ballast, which takes time, and which takes labor, payroll, etc. So that really drove the cost up quite a bit.
So maybe one of the goals for 2021 would be able to find out what happened to that $4,000 and if it's still available.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I'm not, my, I think one of the things that maybe, this is just my take on it, that we should at least consider, I mean, personally, I'd rather knock out 3 or 4 really good goals in a year than have a whole list of goals that we never really accomplish much. And I know we all talked about this last time, that if we did have a coordinator, a city staff paid sustainability coordinator, we could get a lot more done, right? I spent more than the normal amount of time on SAB work in the last month since our last meeting, just getting that letter cranked out and to council as fast as possible. So, you know, I do think one thing we should consider is honing down what are like 2 or 3 or 4 really good goals that we think we can put some work into. And I think that the other message I would send is, some of that work is going to have to come from you guys, and not that you don't want to do it. I'm just saying, you know, some of the lion's share will have to come from you guys. What makes that difficult is I have access to city staff, and you know, you guys can't just, we can't have everyone calling Jeremiah from every angle. He would lose his mind. So I recognize there are some challenges there too.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, Chris, on the goals, because our last year's goals document contained 3 goals.
Yeah.
And some tasks, but 3 goals. And I think that's what we should focus on also.
That's the way to go.
Okay,
next next to the last item is Terry to research the purchase of hybrid vehicles for the city. And that's pending.
Terry, before we move on, I don't know if, can you see my hand when I have my hand up? Can you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you mind if I speak?
No, that was addressed to you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, sorry. Yes, well, so, but about what Chris was saying, now, I could be wrong, but I thought that part of our discussion about, you know, the GO bond money and putting it towards city facilities was that some of that money would be towards upgrades for sustainability. So it's not just the $4,000. So I think we gave direction in that respect. And I'm trying to remember, I guess I'd need a refresher on, we also upgraded our, what is it, the amount that we pay to be, I want to say silver rating. We're not platinum yet, right?
Or PGE?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did.
I thought that came with some level of commitment as well. No?
Yes. Didn't that pass last year along with the funding for the Backyard Habitat Program?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I think, I guess I'm just trying to say, I think actually it's probably more than 4,000. It should be. And that the council, you know, supports upgrades for sustainability that include the LED. We definitely have talked about that.
Okay.
I don't have it on the tip of my tongue. I'm sorry.
I think we should maybe change this action item to be just upgrades in general. I don't know. Including the OIT upgrades that were recommended. And check in on that as on a periodic basis, just and hope that it we're sort of the nag that, you know, nags the city into doing it.
Sure.
Yeah, if that was in contained in the GO bond and a certain amount of money could be devoted to all those things, it'd probably be a good idea to find out how much money and what areas has been spent and what's left, if anything.
Yes, and the thing about the GO bond is, you know, it was a general, a lot of general terms were given about it, and then it comes down to specifics, you know, like specific funding, specific projects, that kind of thing. And so I think this is where the sustainability board comes into play, you know, just kind of like with that push, you know. Mm-hmm. And that would also take, you know, actually now needing some information and data about, and that's where somebody like a sustainability person instead of Chris, but, you know, where you actually need somebody that it can go through and say, well, it's going to take this much to do this building and so forth, you know, that assessment that you're talking about.
And also give us that return on investment timeline too. You know, if we spend X more, but we'll have paid that back in 3 years, and then it's a benefit anyway. So I agree.
Yeah, that would especially apply, Chris, to what you're saying about the expense for LEDs, yet over time the payback would be good.
Right.
Okay. No other discussion. The last previous action item is once again yours, Chris, to get information on water used by city. I assume that's pending and will be.
Yeah, keep that pending. But you know what? I thought about that like 5 or 6 times since our last meeting. Was it Councillor Cummings? Someone was saying that our water bills are consistent to a point, like everyone pays a certain amount unless you use over that amount. I had never heard that.
Yes.
I've thought about it so many times.
Yeah. Okay. People don't know this, but this has been like forever that everybody pays for 7 cubic units, whether you use it or not. So in our house, we use 1 or 2 usually. And you guys probably do too, if you're doing all the things you can. But you're paying other people's water bills because of that structure. Now, mind you, with all utilities or, you know, that sort of thing, you need to have a base charge, you know, because that's to deliver the water. It's for the administration. It's all those kinds of things. But about the water that you use, your water bill is unique. in that until you use more than 7 cubic units, you will not know whether you're saving water or not. So it's not a, just like with your electric bill, your electric bill goes up in the, you know, different seasons and so forth, because it's based on your actual use, because they have set the bar really low, and they've made the base charge, you know, be more about their administrative costs, you know, their delivery costs, and not about the electricity or gas that you use. And that was what my recommendation is that this would take a charter change. This would actually take, because we've got to, in order to change the rates and the structure of our water billing and stuff, you pretty much have to go out to the voters and say, look, we want to be more sustainable. We want people to, you know, pay for what they use, to encourage people not to use as much for the sake of this and that, you know. It is a big effort that it would take, but in my own opinion, it might help people be a little more conservative, because I'm kind of shocked at how people use water here in Westland, frankly. You know, when we moved here in 92 and there was water running down the streets, Portland was literally citing people for watering their lawns.
I got a question on that. And I don't know this, but automatic is reporting or recording the use of the water per household? Is that something that just takes, is it, I know the meter reader has to read it, and that's kind of a manual process, and that's entered somewhere. Does that become a part of an electronic file? Because we get a weekly usage from PGE automatically for our power, and I can see how much power I've used. It would be nice if we could get a usage amount for the amount of water we use, but something would have to be automated to do that.
Yeah, so far, all I know is, I mean, I've seen this little guy going around on a scooter, lifting up the thing and taking a reading. I don't know if that's what we're still doing. Probably converting to some kind of electronic meter would be pretty expensive. I haven't heard that the city's thinking about doing that. So we're not on the same level.
Yeah. Oh, I know that would be expensive, but when the meter reader comes back, that data must be entered somewhere. So once it's entered in a database, it seems like then that would be easy to extract just by software to send it out to the customers. Yeah. Let me change meters.
Well, your water bill tells you too. You know, every month you can see whether you've got that little bar that shows you how much you used, and I don't know.
In communities where people are actually paying for exactly the amount that they're using, has the cost per unit of water increased? And what are the impacts on lower income people? Because I can imagine that if we're not all paying for 7 cubic yards or whatever, that the cost would go up in terms of the per unit cost. And people who are conserving would end up, you know, possibly paying the same amount, but that consequence could be really serious for lower income families.
That's a good point. I appreciate that. And we do have a program. You know, Westland has had a program for need-based adjustments. We do that anyway. People need to know about it and apply for it, you know, but we do have people that we only charge reduced rates for. What in order to still have a sustainable water delivery system and do it this way, I think there would need to be some adjustments to what you actually charge for the water to make up for the revenue that you need, because the revenue is necessary in order to maintain our pipes and our system, you know, and we absolutely need to do that, you know. So that's where people with, you know, you know, their expertise, have the expertise for that, would need to figure that out. Where, what would you need to charge in order to theoretically, you know, deliver the same product, but charge differently for it. Mm-hmm. Some of the, besides the people with income, you know, their income challenged, is also that you have large users such as the school and the city with fields and so forth that use a large amount of water. So oftentimes when these conversations happen, the school districts will say, well, then that's going to make it more expensive for the school. And now what are we going to do? And that kind of thing. And so some municipalities charge different rates for municipal users versus commercial users versus residential users. That's another part of that conversation that would probably have to take place.
I also think
that the schools in the city can kind of think twice about whether they need to water all summer.
Yeah. Where do you think the SAB could go with this, and how could we express it as an action item? I'm not sure where this originated.
I personally know people who overwater their lawns, and
right,
so they can afford to, and they go over that. And I'm not really sure in a community like West Lynn, how much personal homeowners will be motivated by a little bit of savings of money. I'm not sure that will resonate. Right. I think it may be more important to look at the fields and those things that we're watering that we may not be using, yeah, like especially right now. You know,
yeah, on a city level.
A way to address right. it.
Yeah, is it can like can you guys think of a way this could be an action item for the SAB? Because it, you know, it's a big topic. Anybody?
Well, I think maybe one thing, and I think Andre mentioned it, was look at city uses, especially in parks, because I know in Fieldsbridge Park, there are portions of it that are so overwatered that do not to be watered in the first place. And when they send the mower over there, the mower slides down a slope that's so wet and soggy. It's, so there are areas, I think, that in city parks that are totally overwatered. That okay. could be something to look at.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe that's something we could look at next year. As a goal for next year, I don't know, because the city use of water.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this, to me, I look at that and say, okay, I think that's some information that I could get without having to spend an extraordinary amount of time.
Okay.
You know, having access to staff and Ken and his team. So, it, you know, depending on what we want out of the meeting, I feel like that could be an action item I could probably take between now and our November meeting and have some sort of information to report back, if that's of interest. I don't want to put something ahead of other things that you guys, you know, it's your committee, but I do think that information is probably fairly accessible and easy to get at. So consider that. And you know.
And what specific information are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. You guys have asked about water usage in the city. Where are we using it? You know, is it at Fieldsbridge, or how much are we using at Willamette, or how much are we using over here? And
yeah,
buildings, is it the fields? You know, where are we using our water, and where are there opportunities? I mean, it's a fair point. Okay. If you could improve the city's water use by 10%, that probably has a much greater impact than a whole bunch of little small improvements in neighborhoods. Not that those are wrong, but the city could make a much larger impact quickly. So I think that, I guess part of it would be, if you want to put it into an action item, we need the data to start talking about what is the action that we want to take.
And the city needs to walk its talk.
Yes, thank you.
It has to start.
So it's a good example for people to stop watering their lawns when the city.
Yes.
Victoria had something to say.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I wondered if I could contact the school district if you want that information, but I've been wanting to call them for a couple of weeks. For the opposite reason, in the school in my neighborhood, they stopped watering at Sunset Elementary, and all of their new, not all, many of the new trees and shrubberies are dead.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm. Not cost effective.
Interesting. Yeah, grass is one thing, but trees and shrubs seems a combination water.
The rhododendrons are dead.
Oh. All right. Well, we can move on then. So I guess we should keep this as an action item, and Chris will dig a little deeper, I guess.
Is that, I mean, would you guys like me to do that? I mean, that's my question to the.
Yeah, I liked narrowing the scope, like, to the city's use. Yeah.
Not the schools.
Oh, well, what do you think? Are they totally separate entities?
Schools probably not within our purview.
Right.
Oh, true.
Well, I mean, but we have a relationship with the schools, and we could talk with them about that, that if we're thinking about this initiative, we could invite them. I mean, if that's what you want to do, I mean.
Well, we could start with with parks, though. Yeah. I think city parks, because I've seen the soccer fields at Mary S. Young in the rain. So.
Other entities such as the schools and homeowners are more likely to pay attention if the city is doing something first.
Yeah, right. Okay, sorry.
I have one more thought on this topic, and it's something that Councillor Cummings alluded to a bit. And you know, keep in mind that in West Lynn, we're not going to have a lot of big developments anymore. And new developments pay a lot of money to the city in system development charges. Part of that goes to our water system, part of it's parks, it goes all over the place. As an example, council just passed approval for the Upper Mid Hill development. It's 34 homes. They're going to pay about $1.7 million to the city in development charges. You know, 400, I think 400 of that goes to the parks. You know, there. So my point being, it's not all for around that development, it's for the entire system. And as we don't have these larger developments, we don't have these larger cash infusions to help, you know, to help the system. So therefore, we do need to look at a more equitable way to balance out that water use, both for people of lower incomes that are paying the same amount I'm paying maybe, you know, at my household. But just keeping that in mind, guys, that we're running lean on big developments anymore. So we won't get these huge system development charge chunk. It'll be little things. So a partition where someone's going to pay $10,000. You know, it takes a whole bunch of those to make up $1.7 million. So just something to keep in the back of your head.
Okay. That was the end of the review and discussion.
Yes, that's the end.
So I'm going to propose that we have 15 minutes for the Leaders in Sustainability program. I'm still getting information. I've been told that the program is being revamped and is on hold. I emailed Alex today, Alex Min. It just occurred to me that he would know. And so I'll report when he gets back to me, but I think with buildings being generally shut down and all, we should table this for the new council also, this proposal. So I would like to take, Terry and I talked about this. I think one of the things that we can actually actively work on now during this kind of limbo time is the website. So what do you guys think about taking, you know, a few minutes, maybe let's take like 10 minutes to kind of come up with a plan for updating the website. And then we'll begin the discussion of our goals for 2021. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay. So is there, I can't remember exactly if we were supposed to send just directly to you, Terry or Chris, ideas for the website.
Yeah, I've gotten some. I got Andra sent several, and I've got a few. Okay. I'm collecting them. I think I got some stuff from Tim, I think.
I sent some stuff.
Greg sent some.
Oh, great.
So my thought would be that if you look at the current website, which everybody knows is old and out of date, we should probably come up with ideas for maybe on the front end page, several headings for specific things that people may want to look at. Decide what those headings are, be they weatherization or solar or gardening or recycling, anything like that. Come up with ideas for headings and then do some individual research on locations or sites where we can get good information. And then maybe, you know, I would volunteer to be the receptacle of all this information. Once we get it, maybe we could set a date for this. It doesn't have to be right away. And then I could send out just a draft of all of the headings and all the topics and locations. And maybe we could have a discussion on that. And then maybe we could have a group of two or three people who work to refine that. And I know someone in the city is going to have to do the actual building of the site. That's my idea. Open to other ideas, obviously.
Sounds pretty good.
Basically, get the input and then decide on the headings based on the input, based on the list. Whatever.
Right, just kind of look at it right now, maybe as a digital brainstorm amongst all of us. Just send ideas. If you have ideas for headings, great. If you have ideas for sources of information, send those along. Just don't, it's unrestrained brainstorm. Just send it all to me. I'm glad to assimilate that stuff, put it down on a list. And so that we're not restricted at the outset, we can just do a brain dump.
Yep.
I think we got time to do this. It's not critical.
Right. Sounds good. Do we want to also fold in, I know we had talked about our education series. Could we have an education heading where we could, maybe Andrew could help with finding some good videos for that?
Yes, and Andrew sent some good topics along, and I definitely think education would be a critical part, because I think all of our goals is to have this site used by the citizens. And if there's educational stuff that they can pick up that's fun in videos, trust, we're in a short attention span theater era. Videos are always nice. The education series, I think, would be a critical part.
Sure. I would love to help out with that, because the why we have to do, like why a citizen needs to do this or that, is like so crucial to pulling it all together. And yeah, I'll absolutely help with that.
I got a question for Chris. Do you know whether there is any information about the extent to which city websites around sustainability, for example, are actively used by the citizenry, whether those analytics are available? Because I was just thinking, you know, essentially the SAB would be curating this particular site in terms of making choices about which resources are going to be listed. But I wonder, like, if folks are just doing research, why not just go to Google and let Google do the curating? And so what evidence is there that citizens actively use websites that are kind of basically under the purview of a city?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I definitely don't know the answer to that. I just wrote that down because I think Alicia might, the person who manages our website, might be able to give us a better idea of what that looks like. But that's a fair point. I mean, how much work do we put in if no one's going to use it? Of course, the other thing is no one's using it because it's so out of date.
Yeah.
You know,
chicken or the egg. When you do put into Google, say your question pertains to West Lynn, it will direct you to that website, because like that's one of the ways I found out about you guys, is I was researching a neonicotinoid pesticides in West Lynn, and I was linked to the West Lynn Sustainability Council. So you can get there through Google. And so in the future, I think hopefully if people say, what can I do in West Lynn for composting? That could work.
Yeah, I think we have to be specific to our locality and not include things that are not, that are, or let's just give preference to local information.
Sure, we could talk about like the Clackamas and the Willamette and how our water use and our fertilizer runoff get into those rivers and affect our fish that our kids are fishing out of there. And yeah, you could make it very local. And then when people
Google it, it would link to that.
So I have it on my list as one of the things I will do before our next meeting is at least have that conversation and see what we know.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay. So is that it for that topic? All right. Should we go on to our, I sent any other comments? Okay. We ready to go move on? Goals for 2021. We have to start that already. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay. I just sent you guys the 2020 goals. I thought we could, obviously some of these are going to get, well, obviously we need to keep it to us two or three. But last year's goals, I think some of them are going to have to get bumped into 2021. What do you think about any thoughts?
I was wondering how much we should continue pursuing our proposal to the council for a sustainability staff person, or if, since we have thrown up that flare, do we let it just burn until it burns out and then rattle the cage again? Or what do you think we should do there? I don't think it should be a one-time shot from us.
I'm interested in what the results, Terry, if you can, I didn't hear what the results were when you presented to council about the sustainability. Can you highlight that at the meeting, talking about that?
It's, you know, at this point, you know, they've gotten the letter, they've gotten the message, and the council hasn't had a full discussion on it, and it's really kind of a, I think it's really kind of a, one of those things that you put on your, on the list of things you need to talk about when you talk about the budget, you know. So, speaking for myself only, I think this is where you talk to the counselors. You're just about to have a different council as well, and reach out to them and see if they're willing to consider this and what the pros and cons in their minds are. You know, just kind of start that conversation with the different counselors if you feel so inclined, you know. So that it's not just something that hasn't really been vetted that much or discussed that much, you know, by the time it hits the budget.
So just so that I'm hearing you right, then what, where we're at with that is that the letter went to council, that's been presented, and that's about the extent of the topic.
Yeah, because it hasn't been a specific agenda item. It hasn't been a specific work session item exactly yet. It's just pretty much right now at the, I guess you could say, the request stage, you know, and it's really kind of, I would say, generating a thought process about priorities, you know, that looking forward, are we going to, because there's a lot of things that go into the budget, and some of them are needs versus wants, like I said before. And maybe a couple decades ago, sustainability was considered a want, you know, kind of like choosing organic food versus regular food. It's not that. It's kind of more than that. Or you can say that if that's how you feel, you know.
Well, that helps, at least when we were talking about our goals tonight of where we're at. So the letter's been presented to the council. And then as we're talking about what our goals are for next year, I think at the top of the priorities, if there's a way we can get that membership into the Clean Cities Coalition, even until we can get a sustainability person, at least we can get outside help right now to further those goals, you know, somebody that's not a staff person, but that's a professional to help with that. And then getting that baseline, however we can get that baseline energy audit, because that's what we're basing, you know, applying for grants, you know, for some of our older buildings and LED lights and all that kind of thing. If we can get that baseline energy audit, I think those two things would give us a lot of movement between now and when we can get a staff person.
And I'm wondering if that wouldn't also segue into the kind of like the Go Bond priorities. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's a question worth asking. Isn't this something that would go in with that? You know, when we're making Go Bond decisions, I would think so. But I'm just one person, so.
I've got a question about your suggestion with regard to speaking with different council members. Would you suggest that two or three members of the SAB schedule meetings with council members? Do we do that individually? Do we schedule as an entire SAB meeting with the different council members to essentially kind of lobby for this position? Because I think if that's what it's really going to require, more than the letter. Some really active lobbying, and in that sense, it could be a goal for the next year.
Well, anytime four or more of you want to interact, that's a quorum, mm-hmm. and so that would be more effectively done by asking for a work session with the council, or asking for some time. Or the other way is like you did, is where you produced a letter where you gave you conducted a vote and you actually are presenting your position on something, you know. But otherwise, you guys are always more than welcome to reach out to the counselors, either one, two, or three of you, you know, phone mm-hmm. calls, emails, coffee, whatever, you know. See, sure. Yeah.
And another, I have two thoughts. One is we have a supporter in new city manager, Jerry. So leveraging some of his enthusiasm for sustainability to help guide the SAB through the process with council. And also remember that all of our public meetings, there is a space on the agenda for public comments about things that aren't on the agenda. And you're more than willing to take your 5 minutes as a citizen and speak to an issue. You can go in and talk for 5 minutes about how much you think we need a sustainability a professional on staff, and that's, you can do it every meeting if you wanted to. So there are ways to also get our message to the entire council at one time, mm-hmm. Because I also think letters are effective. It's a warning, hey, we're looking at this, but also I think the impassioned discussions and whatnot also land, and maybe Councillor Cummings feels differently about. But I think when citizens take the time to come and testify in their and put in their comments, I think it means something to the council.
Well, it's also really, I think it also really helps the council really, it really helps the council to also have a public discussion and have members of the community or have a community discussion. So if people come and testify at community meetings, or they write letters to the tidings, or open up some of these conversations, because some people don't even maybe completely understand what sustainability means. Like I said before, it's a word that's used a lot, but what would it mean if it actually was put into play here? What kind of things would that mean? How much more expensive would it be? Or what would be like you were saying, that some of the long-term gains and some of the actual economic gains of investing in sustainable choices.
I think I'd like to suggest for the efficiency, because one of the challenges of meetings, we know how difficult it was this year to get meetings because we had to get the IT department to get everybody on board. I would like to request a council work session with that so that we can have that agenda set up ahead of time where the public can participate. Just from the timeliness of it, because I get a lot of things in my email and I don't share everything because I don't want to spam everyone with green business. But there's a lot of cities that are getting programs that are paid for with funds outside. And those are opportunities that we could be participating in. And not only could those define goals and someone following them, like Chris suggested, by having that staff member pay for themselves, but they may exceed, they may gain money for the city because some of those projects are very lucrative and they're changing quickly. So they're really hard to keep track of between the state and the federal money. But I think it would be very effective to have a combined work session.
And I think, Kim, something you're saying is really important, which is there's potential to actually have this be, you know, almost cost neutral in some way. And being able to express that and using data to express that can also be helpful, because of course, like in all places, we have impassioned citizens who feel strongly about something, but maybe that something isn't quite as accurate as they think it is. So we need to express it using real hard data to show, like, no, this truck is twice as much, but it will cost you one third, whatever the numbers are. That was a bad example, but you get my point. So being able to express it in data as well will be very helpful, you know, a fact-based approach. And then the other, one of the other thoughts I'll just throw it out really quick is, you know, we're talking a lot about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and sustainability and equity are definitely, you know, combined somewhere, and they're connected in there. And I think now is the time for us as a city to start looking at not just diversity in the color of our skin or male, female, or whatever it happens to be, but we also need to look at income and sustainability issues. And this is a really good time to have those conversations. And that might be another thing that would be of interest to the council in a meeting like that. So if we can offer up more than just, we want to come talk about a sustainability staff person, but we want to express and talk about how sustainability works with inclusion and equity and whatnot, that might be a good approach also.
Yeah, and each one of these innovations, each one of them, I mean, just because they're called sustainable, there's going to be different levels of benefit and long-term benefit, you know, with them. And those take a certain amount of discussion and evaluation.
Is there time to get a work session scheduled?
I'd have to look at we have our tentative agenda on our city webpage, and let me take a look. Where are we as far as the rest of this year?
You think a work session should take place after the new administration comes in?
Well, that would be January. Is that what you mean? Is that what you mean? Yeah, I think it would be more reasonable to set your sights on that.
Would that be in?
It always gets harder in the holiday seasons.
Yeah. You know, yeah. But what are some deadlines for the budget?
Well, see, that's where I thought I really, you know, I'm glad you guys brought this up, because the city manager develops the budgets. The city manager and the finance director are developing a proposal, you know, and they do that by going through all the departments and all the budgets and finding out kind of what the priorities are, what the needs are, blah, blah, blah. And then they present a budget proposal. And so, of course, you're a lot better off if you make your suggestions before that. Not that it's set in stone, it isn't, you know, but it's just more proactive, you know. Let me see.
Victoria?
That's right. I've been wondering all along. Okay, so what kind of deadline do we have to actually start contacting people? And it looks like before holiday season, which means within the next month.
Well, I'm looking at the November 16th work session, and I'm not seeing an awful lot on there tentatively yet, actually. I'm not actually seeing an awful lot on the December one. So unless there's something else in the works, you know, who knows?
That could be a really good time, November 16th, because the election's done. You'll know who's coming in. You have the continuity of the councilors that are, and the mayor that are currently serving. So at least the conversation's fresh. We've got our new city manager. And if that's not that could be a really good time, because we want to make sure we hit that timing.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, I have a hard time imagining. I mean, this council that you have is very much pro sustainability. I just have a hard time imagining that won't be the case in the future.
But what you have to contribute with the current council is the current council's been part of the conversation. And in Terry, I mean, you've been involved with this group. So having that continuity of here's where we were, here's where you're going, and not having to start the conversation all over again.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I guess I'm trying to say if you were to ask to, if there is room, usually it's mostly the mayor and the city manager that set the agendas for the council meetings, you know, it's with a certain amount of input from the council as well. But not seeing anything for November and December's, it's the November 16th work session and the December 7th work session. Not seeing anything, well, also the December 21st, which is getting a little squirrely. I don't know. I've always had the philosophy, if you don't ask, you know, why not? I mean, you know, so if nothing else, why not ask them to take a look at it? What it would cost, how that would fit in with the matrix of our needs and so forth, because like I said before, we're needing to look at budgeting for planners. We're short, we're down a planner, you know, those kinds of things. Just start this conversation so that they can at least look at it as one of the options. This is what it would look like if we staffed with somebody with, you know, at least a half FTE sustainability or something like that, you know, full-time, half-time, you know, that kind of thing. If you don't ask that question, you're not going to have that information at all, hardly, you know, because the other main opportunity, frankly, is when the council does its council goal setting. So they usually do like late January. They get, you know, the new council gets sworn in the first meeting in January. And then usually late January, early February, the council will have a goal setting session or two where they literally, they'll read all the department reports, all the, you know, asks, if you will, and so forth. And we'll try to establish goals. And then those goals help shape the budget also.
Yeah, and I think that you ask to do a work session. The worst thing is someone says, no, it's too busy or no, yeah, we're not gonna meet that day. And look, we all know this. I mean, I think it's very hard for most of us to understand how busy our counselors are in what is essentially a volunteer position. I am shocked at how much work the council puts in, all five, whether you agree with positions or not, they're all working really hard. And I think that you have to be loud. You have to be noisy. You have to get yourself noticed if you want their attention, because otherwise there's, oh, I don't know, 500 or 600 other things that are trying to get their attention at the same time. And I think when we have something like this that actually could have some really good positive community benefits, some environmental benefits, some inclusion and equity benefit, that's a good thing, and that'll get their attention. But one letter will not get their attention enough. Mm-hmm. I think Councillor Cummings, you would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because you guys are just inundated with information and requests and people this, and people are angry and people are happy and whatever. So we have to respectfully be noisy.
Thanks, Chris. We've got
15 minutes.
We've got one more meeting in November, and maybe we could get that meeting to discuss what we would like to discuss in this work session, and then try to join either the November 16th or the December 7th work session.
That's great, Terry. And Chris, yeah, is that enough time for you to get data for the data aspect of the work session?
Yeah, Kim, I think it is. I'm looking at, so let's see, November, I'm just doing my calendar here. We will meet, what are we? We're the third Thursday.
Third Thursday.
So that would be...
That's 3 days after the work session.
Yeah.
What about if we meet December 7th? That would give us plenty of time to get our thoughts together and our data together.
I do agree that we don't want to ask for a meeting or a work session, get it, and then decide, uh-oh, what are we supposed to talk about? I mean, we should line up line up our agenda first, because we're also going to want to express to them, hey, these are some of the things that we'd like to talk about. So I think shooting for that December, what was it, 7th session? Is probably the better option. And then we can come and basically make our November agenda, finalizing that. And yeah, Kim, I think I can get the data, some of the data we would need to be effective. Yeah.
Stuff that Greg's worked on too, with the buildings.
In past, we've done a PowerPoint presentation. All right. So how do we request a work session? Chris, is that you?
You know, I've never actually requested a work session before. However, more than willing to find out. And if nothing else, I see Jerry here in the building every day. I could bend his ear a little bit. Let me find out how we would do that. Okay. Communicate back to the group, because that's not something I've ever done before.
I would recommend that you. I would recommend that you make a motion and vote on it, and then that can be conveyed, and it will be part of your minutes. That's what you want to do, and then that gives Chris direction to go ahead and convey that to the council. Sure, it's official.
Good, that's a good suggestion, Councillor.
Well, you request a work session with the council on December to discuss the.
I second.
Would you like me to call roll?
Okay. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make it real official. Yeah. Okay. let's see here. Let me go. Let me get the right.
I'm sure one of you hands up or something.
Well, I can just run through. I'm just going to use first names. Andra.
Yes.
Yes. And Victoria.
Yes.
And Karen.
Yes.
Greg.
Yes.
Let's see. Kim.
It's already on my calendar. Yes.
and Terry Maker.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Cindy.
Yes.
And I again need a refresher. Councillor Cummings, do you vote in this one or not? I don't think you do, right? Okay. Okay. So that's it. So we have a 7-0 vote to have me figure out how to request a work session with our city council.
Because typically what it is it's a joint meeting. So it's where your board would meet with the council. And I don't think the SAB has had a joint meeting with the council this year.
Not this year.
And if nothing else, request a few moments of time, you know.
Yeah.
Just
so.
Yeah.
So we'll go for the December 7th date. Yep.
Okay. Thank you for the guidance, Councillor Cummings.
Something like that then gives the public a chance, because as you can see, we're not aware that people are even listening to this particular session. They might read it or learn about it later, but not the same kind of outreach that you would get, you know.
Would anybody like to start working on collecting sort of data points? Kim? Where'd she go? Did we lose Kim?
Sorry, I'm unmuted.
Just facts that maybe we could you know, come up with for the session.
I think if everybody had something to contribute of the things we've been working on, with the permission of the group, I'd like to introduce Chris and Lance to Michael and Graham with the it's way past dinner time. I'm trying to get the names here with the the Clean Cities Coalition so that they can have a conversation to understand the fleet aspects, you know, that kind of thing. So if I can pass that introduction off for them to start the conversation so that they're clear about how it will benefit the city, that's the kind of, you know, what I'd like to contribute.
Okay.
Before that time. Because I want to make sure I can get you something useful, and it's a little busy right now.
So as far as points of discussion for the work session, are we going to just get ideas initially on points to discuss?
I think if the whole argument is going to be for a staff person, I think we need to come up with arguments for, based on data.
So I will say this. I know that a year or two ago, Mayor Axelrod was speaking to Darren when Darren was the SAB liaison. Mm-hmm. And it was brought up, I think Russ was interested in why, I think it was City of Milwaukee had been able to accomplish a few things. And it really led back to, oh, they hired a sustainability expert as a city staff person. So we might even start with some look at Milwaukee, and it's a similar size city, it's nearby, and if they've had success, recent success by hiring someone, that's a good place to maybe start.
I would also be willing to check with Lake Oswego, because I know some people on their board, and they also have a staff person. I think they're full time though. Is the West Milwaukee's part, is that part time? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I can make a few calls, Milwaukee and Lake Oswego, and get, you know, different, see different stories, how they funded it and how it's working and all.
I think that'd be incredibly effective, because you have similar sized cities where they can talk at a city level of how they are able to do it and where the greatest reach is for the time involved.
Okay. Yeah, it's always good to say, well, this city's doing it, we need to do it too. Right. Okay, I'll do that. I'll put that down as an action item. I'll do some research.
Well, we don't have to invent the how. If they're having successes, right, they can give us relevant, you know, success stories.
Right.
Okay. I would think too, wouldn't we need something like a return on investment type of thing? Like, yeah, it would cost as much to hire the person, but here's the places where we're looking to save and how much we would expect to save with their guidance, use, leadership.
Yeah, if they have that info.
One more thing that I really like, I really rely on a lot as a counselor, is scientific surveys. And we haven't done one for a while. The one that we did in 2017 was pretty much focused on the GO bond, and unfortunately it didn't get done until the holidays. So people were literally getting called on Christmas break. And so it was kind of a difficult situation. It was supposed to have happened in October, but that's been frustrating to me as a counselor, because I like to rely on scientific information about the community data. I mean, it's nice to get comments and things like this. You know, I do what I can, but I like to have. So I'm suggesting that you could also ask to have questions about community attitude about sustainability. What's the community's understanding of it? You know, you could ask to have that put into the survey. I think for the city to do a survey, frankly, we used to do them every 2 years. So we're a little overdue.
So if we did this survey, it would be initiated, conducted by the city, and it would be specifically for SAB issues or just sustainability in general?
Okay, so the community attitude series survey is something that has typically been done every 2 years. And a lot of it is the same questions, so that you gauge whether what's going on with the attitude about certain things. In addition to that, other questions get thrown in, you know, about what's the level of interest in this or that. Like, for example, in 2017, there were questions about what was the attitude about an aquatic center or a large central recreation center, because those were kind of key issues at the time, you know, that kind of a thing. Community ideas about what is needed to take care of what we have and what is wanted as far as what would make things nicer. You know what I mean? But it's also about values. So I've collected all these surveys over the years. I have a little folder with them. It goes clear back to the 90s. And so, for example, Westland has always shown a really high value for our natural resources, our natural beauty, our access to nature. It's like one of the number one. And then people also have a very high value for our schools. And that probably goes without saying, but it's those kinds of things. And then also attitudes about when they think the city manager is doing well, whether the council is doing well, attitudes about whether they want to see us urbanize Stafford. There's usually been about an 80% opposition, you know, to urbanizing Stafford, things like that. The question has just gone up. Yeah.
Does it get generated from Alicia?
No, it's done. No. It's actually kind of an expensive process. Like the scientific survey we did for the GO bond was like $40,000. And it's a completely separate company that does that kind of thing. And they actually call people on the phone and ask them these questions, you know, that kind of thing.
That would fund us. Sustainability.
What'd you say?
Is this something that we perchance should discuss in detail later, like in another meeting? Because we're running out of time. And
I was going to ask you guys if you were willing to stay on for 10 more minutes while we did a reviewed our new action items.
Yep, we need to do that.
Is everybody okay with staying for 10 more minutes?
Yeah.
Victoria, you okay?
May not take that long.
Okay. Well, definitely a survey is something we can keep in mind. So, review action item. Most of them are old action items, but do you have any new? We have a couple of new ones.
You want me to go over one?
Yeah. What you have? Sure.
First one I got is Chris to get information on water usage.
Yep.
Yours truly, Andrea, to collect information for our website update.
Okay.
Chris to find out how to set a work session with City Council. Yep. To help with collecting data points for discussion at the work session. Cindy to check with Lake Oswego, Milwaukee, et cetera, on sustainability staff persons. That's what I've got.
Okay.
Anything else for the good of the
club? Now, to be clear, I think Kim was only interested in working on the cities, clean cities action.
Because that's what I've got time for right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I will revise that.
Okay, that's all I had. Chris, do you have any items of interest?
I have nothing interesting in my world. No, I don't.
Some of it we already brought into the conversation. All right, well, anybody else interest? Well, I guess we can talk more about this next meeting in terms of getting together some kind of PowerPoint or whatever for the, if we get this December 7th. Work session.
Oh, let me add one more, and this is a action item for everyone. That's to get or brainstorm ideas for website headings, topics, and sources to me, just as a brain dump. So that's for everyone.
I'm gonna send you info on Backyard Habitat because I think that should be that should have its own heading since the city pays for it. So don't forget Backyard Habitat. All right, everybody else, anybody else?
I was going to say, Cynthia, if you want me to help with the phone calls, I'm happy. I know you have your contacts at Lake Oswego. I could try calling Milwaukee.
If you would do Milwaukee, that would be great. Yeah, and we can email in terms of, you know, what we find out or what we want to, questions we want to ask. Great. Thanks, Karen.
Sure.
Okay, I've revised that to be Cindy and Karen to check on Lake Oswego.
Yep. Okay. Good.
Good.
Anything else? All right. So next meeting. November 19th. And I think we'll be doing Zoom for a while. So all right. Okay. I guess meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay. Nice seeing you, folks.
Nice to see everybody.
Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Welcome aboard, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.